1 year, 8 days since the toppling of the regime under the former Prime Minister, Sheikh Hasina, and 1 year, 7 days since you were selected as chief advisor of the interim government, and 1 year, 5 days since you were sworn in to that position with at least four very specific goals. Have you met them?
We are on the way. So it's not supposed to be absolutely complete at any time, but we are bringing it to a closure, coming close to achieving the goals that we set for ourselves. One was the reform. Lots of things to be reformed because the system that we had, the political system and also election system and so on, all rigged, all misused, abused to bring out this fascist government, which took advantage of it, destroyed the whole Bangladesh economy, Bangladesh society, ended up making Bangladesh, when we took over as the responsibility of the government, we found a country devastated after an earthquake of nine on the Richter scale. Everything's done, destroyed.
In what way is it fascist? Was it fascist?
It's fascist because it doesn't form any rules of law.
And you've called the former prime minister, I think when she left, you said a monster.
If you had any stronger word, I would have used that. The way she killed people on the street, point blank.
Let's look at what's happened to the former prime minister. She fled on the 5th of August last year to India. You have submitted a verbal nova vow to India to return to extradite Sheikh Hasina. They have not done so. I think you have expressly said whether India chooses to host her, that's not your concern, but you would like India to stop her using where she is now as a platform to continue broadcasting her message. That's not getting through, is it?
You quoted me right. This is precisely what I said. We are not going to get into a battle trying to get Hasina out of India. We said, you can keep her. Our trial will go on. Trial will decide what happens to her. But in the meantime, she should not be given any chance to destabilize Bangladesh.